wanted to touch just a little bit more in depth on this, the Washington, D.C. area dismissal and closure procedures here. Some of the things that we're going to do is we're incorporating into it a new delayed arrival announcement that we think that might be a little bit clearer for folks. And we're going to change the wording with regard to the closure announcement. And, you know, it's one of those things where, believe it or not, getting those words right seems to be one of the most difficult things for us. So this last time we used the words federal offices are closed to the public, and we got a lot of intake from folks saying, oh my gosh, where did this come from? Believe it or not, we actually started using that in 2010 after Snowmageddon, but you know, so we just kind of forgot about that. But what we're going to do after all of your feedback and hearing from our employees as well, we're going to change that to read federal offices are closed, and then dash, employees required to work must follow their agency's policies, so that we can get it back to the agencies, which is where it really belongs, to incorporate things like your telework policies. For example, those employees that are required to work, if they're emergency or whatever. So we'll put out the general thing, but then what we're going to ask you to do is make sure that you work with your employees so that they clearly understand what your telework and your closure policies are for things. We'll also have an ability to change that announcement based on the circumstances. We certainly can't predict everything under the sun, but we do our best to try to make sure that we can get that so that the notice does cover as many emergencies or special situations as we can. And I think our big ask for you is please work with your employees so that they understand what that OPM message means when it says closed to the public. However, you know, work with those that are required to work. Work with your local labor unions to make sure that you have your telework policies in place, because telework is really the key to this, to making sure that our business stays open, is this ability to make sure that from wherever we are in our remote locations that we actually have our agreements in place and that we have the security in place and everything else that we need to make things work.